Yesterday I set out to the north, roughly north-northwest, and I had such a wonderful and interesting day. I saw lots of sign, porcupine and jackal and duiker and gemsbok and hartbeest and leopard and I'm probably forgetting some. And I even came across a wildebeest carcass and a small herd of wildebeest. It was a interesting walk. Today I set out to the east, and my idea was that I would turn right northwards at some point and then loop back to camp. And I'm now not very far from my camp, maybe an hour. And I probably have covered about 18 kilometers so far. And I've seen absolutely nothing. It was just a bare stretch of bush, endlessly without life. There were virtually no game paths. The ones that I did find had almost no sign on them, a very old sign. So it was a rather fruitless day from a spotting perspective. Now, if I was a botanist or even had an intimate knowledge of the vegetation of this area, I would probably have noticed fascinating things that I simply walk past now. But that's also the nature of things. One can't know everything about everything, so I've accepted that I can't know everything about the trees. And sometimes that is something that can be supplemented by a companion, sometimes a very simple person that knows a lot about the vegetation and how it can be used. Anyway, now I'm sitting under this tree, having a nachi before I head back to camp. And there's a pale chanting goshawk overhead, harassing a crow. You might be able to hear it. But that's all I have to show for today's walk. And I'm thinking that this really is how the African bush is. You can spot a lot of things in an hour, or you can walk for days and not see anything at all. And that does not detract for me from the immense satisfaction I get from being in the wilderness. Just being among the trees and walking around here in this untouched area is infinitely rewarding to me. And then there's always this sense of anticipation, because in the bush anything can happen at any time. One can suddenly come across a lion or a gemsbok, or find some interesting sign. And you just don't know, and there is this sense of expectation all the time. So it is still immensely rewarding to me. So let me finish my nachi and head back to camp. One thing that happens if one walks for so far without seeing anything is one struggles, or I struggle, to keep up my level of attention. And one needs to really keep up one's level of attention, because otherwise you will miss small things and subtle sounds and so on. So let me readjust my level of attention, and maybe I see something interesting in this last hour.